Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's a rite of passage for every eBay seller, that milestone moment when you become the proud owner of an eBay store. You run around the house saying, I did it, ha ha ha. Gladys Ramos is here now to explain why you need that. An eBay store. She's known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word. Gladys, tell us why I need an eBay store.
Hey, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Really, a store is really a no-brainer. If you're serious about, you know, making eBay a go, you know, and you're trying to pay your rent, a store is the way to go. You can't do it with the 50 free a month. You know, there's the savings, associated with it. There's all the benefits associated with it. There's all the tools associated with it. Besides that, you know, you set yourself apart from other sellers. Buyers feel more confident buying from sellers with a store because they know that they're there for the long haul. They're not the fly by night sellers, you know, that are there one day and one day they might not be there. You know, you give your buyer a place to shop, you know, a landing page with your branding, which makes it more memorable. And you never have to sit there and wait for a free listing promo that may or may not come.
And I sometimes I think that Griff doesn't like it when I say this, but
no, what do you?
I think everybody should have a store. I think every entrepreneur should have a store, even at the beginning. But Griff,
Well, I mean, if you're aspiring to be an entrepreneur, then you're aspiring to some amount of growth, then yes, I agree. It's just that if you're only going to sell 10 items, or list 10 items a month, then it's going to cost, unless they're high value, then it's going to cost you more to have the store, maybe. It may be smarter not to have one. But, yeah, for entrepreneurs, sure, I agree. I don't hate it when you say that.
Okay. I know, but sometimes you say, how do you know if you need a store? And you send us to that place to look.
John, 40 years, huh?
41.
41. Oh, yeah, I don't want to jip you out of 1 year there. 41 years. There was the long suffering. Okay,
yes,
there we go.
Yes. So you've talked about some of the benefits of mm-hmm. having a store. So the advantages of having a store versus not having one?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the advantages of having a store is you're saving money on insertion fees. You're saving money on final value fees. You get the shipping supplies quarterly credit. You get the promoted listings quarterly credit. You get to use the markdown manager, the promotions manager. You get to optimize your store for the search engines. So you're bringing out, you know, it helps you bring outside traffic from Google or Bing or whoever. You get inserted into Google Shopping. Then there's your branding, which if you're trying to build a brand, a store is the way to go to do it. And again, you never have to wait for free listing promotions. Without a store, you may or may not get a free listing promotion. You only get your 50 free a month. You can use collections, but you're going to pay a higher insertion fee and a higher final value fee. So you're really limited without a store.
So how much does a store cost?
Subscriptions are approximately, you get a 20% discount for the yearly subscriptions. For the basic store is $19.95 for the yearly, and you get $250 buy it now and $250 auction style. For the premium, you get $500 auction style and $1,000 buy it now.
Right.
And that's for $59.99. And then for the anchor, you pay $295 for the yearly, and you get $10,000 buy it now and $1,000 auction style.
Now, see, that's when you need to up your game.
Well, yeah,
yes.
I mean, you have to do the math. And then there's also the discounted insertion fees. If let's say you have a basic and you're already maxed at your $250, but you're not quite into a premium store yet, you know, for the basic, the insertion fee is 20 cents. For premium is 10 cents. And for the anchor is 5 cents. Without a store, you're paying 30 cents for each additional listing. So if you do the math, you know, you're going to see when it's time, for a store. you know, a lot of sellers on the Facebook groups are always asking, you know, when is it time? And I always tell them, do the math. If you have, you know, you're 50 free, now you want to add 70 more, well, 70 times 30 equals $21, and that's for a total of 121 listings. Or you can get a basic store for $19.95 and get 250 buy it now and 250 auction styles, plus all of the tools and benefits of a store. So it's really about the math.
Wow.
You need to figure out where you're at. Are you in a basic? Are you in a premium? Is it time to go from the premium to the anchor? You know, which one makes sense? You have to, you know, do the math.
So they should go to the eBay Fee Illustrator if they're interested in
knowing
which
one. That's one way to do it. The way I do it is this, you know, I count how many more listings am I adding above my max, and how much is it costing me? If it's costing me, you know, if it's time for me to go from a premium to an anchor, you know, and I'm saving, you know, $100 or more, I'm going to do it because it just makes sense. It's all in the math.
So if you go to ebay.com/fee illustrator, it'll tell you which level of eBay store subscription best fits your business.
Right.
Or you
right.
can do the Lee Maribel method, which is everybody has a store.
that's right. If you ask anybody on Facebook groups, any Facebook group, they're going to tell you that I'm always harping on them to get a store, because they're always crying on there saying, I didn't get a promo, I didn't get a promo. Why are you waiting to list?
Yeah,
Don't let eBay dictate when you can sell and when you can't sell.
Yeah.
Get a store, and that way you can sell all the time. Because sometimes you don't get it. You don't get a listing promo. Sometimes
right.
it could be 4 or 5 months before you get another one.
Right, and they're more often given to non-store owners. They're right. not done on a regular basis, and we've right. definitely reduced their frequency. So we don't
exactly.
want... If you're running a business and waiting for these free listing promos, you're not going to be able to run a business.
Exactly.
Right.
Or even if you're not running a business and you're just trying to pay your rent, you need a store.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Gladys Ramos. She's known on eBay as Token Collection. Look at her stuff. She takes good pictures. She's a good eBayer. How long have you been doing it?
Since 2007. It's been a while.
Okay,
yeah.
And what led you...
Now I feel old.
What led you to eBay?
You know what? I started just for pocket change, and then my fiancé got sick. So, you know, I went full-time because I had to pay the rent. I had to pay for his medication and, you know, bills, and I had the baby and everything. It just went from there, really. I got a store 30 days in and have never looked back. Getting the store was really the best thing that I could have done for my sales.
Yeah.
Because it does increase your sales.
What were you
especially
doing?
Especially if you're using...
Go ahead.
I said it does increase your sales, especially if you're using all the tools that come with it. And that's one of the other things that I harp on sellers on Facebook, is that they have stores, but they're not utilizing all of the tools, like the promotions manager. You know, it's a great way to get buyers to buy more than one item. The promoted listings, it gets you better visibility. You know, the markdown managers is a way to run a sale. You know, your collections is a great way to drive traffic to your items. There's so many different things that you can do with your store, but unless you're using those tools, it's not going to work for you.
What is your work background before eBay?
Retail, store manager.
Okay, what kind of merchandise?
Video games.
Okay, so
I worked for eBay Games.
So I noticed right up on top is a Nintendo Game Boy Advance. Zelda.
Yeah.
Mario, Zelda,
yeah.
Donkey King.
I'm a gamer.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I have just about every system.
But she sells everything.
Everything, of course, yeah.
I don't limit myself.
No.
I don't believe in niches.
Unless you happen to find one that worked.
Well, yeah, but then you just gear to just, you know, I want to be the Walmart or Target or the JCPenney.
you have a lot of niches then. You don't just sell in one category.
So do you go, do you go a thrifting?
Oh my God. If I showed you pictures, you and Griff will both have heart attacks. I have two storage units right now that are full. And when I say full, I mean full. And maybe I'll take pictures and put it in the eBay Radio Facebook group.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, I don't feel so bad.
Awesome.
How much unlisted stuff I have. You know, we have, me and my partner, Mary. we go thrifting a little too much maybe.
So when you, do you run out of stuff in your house and then you go to your storage box?
Oh, honey, we don't run out of stuff in the house.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The living room right now.
Every time somebody tells me they have their eBay items in storage, I say, how often do you run out and have to go there? And they say, never.
Mm. only to get the souls. there's always a pile. And then we try not to have a pile here because, you know, we're using the living room as a living room and as the office space. And it's a very small living area, you know. And we tell ourselves, okay, we take everything to storage. Okay, we're not going to have anything in the living room. Yeah, right. Then we go thrifting
Do you take your own pictures? Because you take pretty good pictures.
Yes, I do. I take my own pictures.
Gladys, it's a pleasure. Please come back.
Thanks, Gladys.
I will.
This segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Coming up, your calls here at 888-RADIO-30, right here on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
It's an ordinary day in shipping land. Millions of eBay sellers are preparing to pack and ship. Meanwhile, at Bubble Fast headquarters in the heart of the Bubble Cave, an incoming call lights up the Bubble phone. It's an eBay seller needing help fast.
I need help fast.
Mark and Robin Levine are the superheroes of shipping and have everything you need to get your packages out looking their best. Mark and his Robin are eBay sellers themselves, so they know the drill. And when it comes to shipping challenges, they've got the superpowers you need to help you pack that hard-to-ship item, even if they have to create the packaging themselves. To develop your own shipping superpowers, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to Facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's Facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join. Listen while you list.